Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be. I like to begin every week with Naturally 7 and Let It Be, because it's our way of setting the intention to let everything that is waiting to grab our attention, that needs our focus and needs us to make decisions or plan for the week ahead, to just let it be. For the next 45 minutes or so, we're just going to let things be as we consciously choose to commune with the ground of our being, God in us as us. So as always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy day as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves to join with one another, to commune and connect with the source of all that is everywhere present at every point of space in time. This week, my theme is entitled Full Immersion of Being Human. I took it from a quote that I read this week by Henry J. Nouwen, and it's those last few words, or the last sentence. Let me share the quote, then it will make sense. Henry says, "Compassion asks us to go where it hurts, to enter into the places of pain, to share in brokenness, fear, confusion, and anguish. Compassion challenges us to cry out with those in misery, to mourn with those who are lonely, to weep with those in tears. Compassion requires us to be weak with the weak, vulnerable with the vulnerable, and powerless with the powerless. Compassion means full immersion in the condition of being human." That last sentence made me think, what is the condition of being human? We know that as a human we have different emotional, biological, social, or physical traits from the rest of the animal world. We have language, we have foresight, we have a human brain, we have intelligence, we are creative, we are imaginative, we have culture, we have, and that could be argued, we have morality. And unlike the rest of the species, we are the only ones that are aware that at some point in time, we will die. The rest of the animal kingdom go along mindlessly oblivious to the fact that their lives will end, whilst we are conscious of the fact that someday we will transition on. So aside from all of those things that separate us and make us human, It is also about seeing ourselves whole. And I don't mean just the fact that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're all aware of that. But for me, I was thinking full immersion in the condition of being human is really the invitation to embrace every part of ourselves. The good, the bad, the ugly, what we consider beautiful, what we consider outstanding, and what we consider our flaws. But it's not only acknowledge them in ourselves, but it's seeing it in others as well. Because it's very easy for us to see another's faults and flaws and overlook our own. And it is a way, I believe, that as we see our brokenness, our wounds, our flaws, our every aspect of ourselves and that in others, it's not about hating them or dismissing them or ignoring them. It's very easy to get caught up when we look at all the things that are dividing us, all the things that are out there, whether it be sexism, racism, or discrimination of any sort, and there's enough isms out there that you can take your pick. And it's very easy to think that by contributing to hating the whatever it is somehow going to change or solve the problem. And I'm certainly not advocating that you ignore it or do nothing. But hate plus hate is only amplifying more hate. And that was what I think Henry was speaking to when he invites us to say that compassion means full immersion in the condition of being human and all of its shortcomings and failings and frailties and flaws. It's embracing it all, not only in ourselves, but in others. There isn't a news item that you can read on any day of the week at any moment that doesn't cause you to take a moment, pause, feel anger, feel disappointed, feel disheartened, feel betrayed, feel whatever the emotion is about where our world is going, where our culture is, where our society is. Whether it's the situation with the refugees or the Haitians or pick anywhere on the map of the world, there's always something. And then you look at how the 1% of the 1% is using their power to really just more corrupt more, to be more greedy. And just, you wonder, where is humankind heading? What will become of us? Will we eventually just disappear off the face of the earth? To be fully immersed in the human condition is truly to embrace the spiritual life. To be grounded in love, in tenderness, in forgiveness, in trust, in peace and joy, and to take time and enter into the silence. It's to embody our union with God and understand that God doesn't judge us the way we are judging ourselves and each other. There is no unforgiveness in God, but there is no forgiveness in God. For God simply recognizes and sees and accepts that we're each a part of itself, expressing where we are at in consciousness. As we continue to deepen our relationship with God, we are able to embrace and possibly accept, or at least not be at odds with all of the things that we consider disgusting or depraved or whatever the adjective you'd like to put in front. we acknowledge our brokenness, our fragmentation. And instead of hating and excluding and dismissing, we acknowledge that it's God's Spirit that is at work, that will do the healing, that will do the restoration of our morality, of our compassion, of our acceptance and understanding of one another and our differences. We seem to create a world that is so divisive. But each of us here can do our part to raise the vibration of not only our inner world and that which affects us and those near and dear, but to radiate it out to our community, our nation, our world. It's very easy to slip into just wanting what's best for you and yours, me and mine. As I was driving home the other day, I saw the queues at the petrol station. Maybe about 15 to 20 cars, long queuing to get in. And although I was low on petrol myself, I drove past the next petrol station, which was a petrol station I've bicycled, and there's only one or two cars. I did not want to drop into the mentality where I would forego my boycott for desperation or need or greed, because it's very easy to drop into that mentality of I must get what I need, even if I don't need it, or even if it's not that necessary, just so that I have. We all have these tendencies. We all have this, I want to make sure I've got what I need, irrespective of everybody else. And so it's recognize this part of what it is in being human, the human condition, part of our failings, our shortcomings, our brokenness, that we are seeking to heal. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Christina Baldwin. The purpose of life is not to maintain personal comfort. It is to grow the soul. We grow our souls when we embrace and immerse the full condition of being human. We grow our souls when we recognize what we find in fault in others could be a fault that is in ourselves. There's one other quote I want to share with you by David Spengler, who says, whatever form it may take, blessing is at the heart of any spiritual practice. For ultimately all such practices are about remembrance, connectedness, wholeness, and being a participant in the flow of love that weaves the world together from the most luminous to the most material. They're not about how we may develop ourselves or become holy, saved, or enlightened. Spiritual practice is about how we give of ourselves, sharing our life, our essence, and our substance, so that the body of creation may be seamless and the infinite may be reflected in the presence of the finite. Immersing ourselves in the human condition, acknowledging our brokenness, is simply an invitation to deepen in our spiritual practices that we may truly reflect the infinite presence in our finite way. Our sacred text, the Quran, says, in the Quran 2:115, everywhere you turn is the face of Allah. Another Quranic verse says, O humankind, we created you from a single pair of male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you might come to know each other. You see, even in Islamic texts, it's a recognition of the words that as we see God, as we see Allah, we are all a part of the oneness that is God. And whilst each of us is a distinct individual, we are connected to each other. In Romans 13:8, it says, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And finally, Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another with love. My poem that I'd like to share with you is by Emmanuel Martins, entitled, To Be Fully Human, Nothing Less. Being human can be incredibly painful, but to be human, to truly feel like a realized human being, is to feel powerful, is to feel an out-of-body experience, because we realize that we are beautiful, brilliant, and deserve to feel human and what it means to be fully human and nothing less. That our dreams, our aspirations, and our capabilities cannot be restricted by artificially constructed restrictions. And because of that, we cannot allow under any circumstances for the humanity of anyone to be negated. That every inhale we take without helping legitimize the humanity of one more is further securing the chaos which threatens our own. That to love another human being, no matter how strange or familiar, difficult or easy, is to really understand the profoundness of our own humanity, is to love ourselves. And because of that, we cannot fathom a world where anyone is negated the ability to love, whereby the consciousness of our fullest potential understands no artificial restrictions, knows no terror, war, or attack that can silence the eternal soul of its truth, and could only conceive of a world where everyone's humanity is legitimized. Our story is about Claude Anshin Thomas, who suffered for years from the trauma of war as a Vietnam combat veteran. A retreat with a Buddhist teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, set him on the path of mindfulness and healing. He's now a Zen Buddhist monk. He recounts his story. I suffer from a disturbed sleep pattern that has been a part of my life since a nighttime attack in Vietnam in 1967. Since that time, I haven't slept for more than 2 consecutive hours in any one night. My sleeplessness became the central symbol of my not all rightness, of my deepest fears that I would never be all right. Part of the reason I had difficulty sleeping was because of my night terrors, the sound of artillery that isn't there, firing. Firing in the distance of helicopters on assault. That special look of everything illuminated by artificial night. The sounds of small arms fire, of the wounded screaming for a medic. For me, this is what rises up out of the silence that is special tonight. I hated the sun going down. I fought and struggled with my inability to sleep, and the more I fought, the more difficult the nights became. So I turned to alcohol and drugs, legal and illegal, for relief. But my suffering just got worse. Some years after getting sober, I was standing at the kitchen sink in my cottage in Concord, washing dishes. Above the sink was a window through which I could see a row of 50-foot-tall pine trees that lined the driveway. That day, as I did the dishes, I was watching a squirrel, busy doing whatever it is that squirrels do, when I had a powerful experience. A voice inside me, the voice of awareness, said to me, "You can't sleep, so now what?" I began to laugh. It was a moment of complete acceptance. I finally understood that I just was how I was, to resist, to fight, to attempt to alter the essential nature of my life, was in fact making matters worse. And now I understood that I simply needed to learn how to live with the reality of who I was. In this moment, I discovered that it was here, in the midst of suffering and confusion, that healing and transformation can take place, if I can stop trying to escape. But I'm not special, you know, and you can do this too. You can face your own sorrow, your own wounds. You can stop wanting some other life, some other path, some other reality. You can stop fighting against the truth of yourself and breathing in and breathing out, open to your own experience. You can just feel whatever it is there, exploring it, until you also discover the liberation that comes with stopping the struggle and becoming fully present in your own life. This is the real path of peace, to peace and freedom. You could do it for yourself. You could do this for your family. Our whole world will benefit. I love that story. He got to a point in his brokenness of just acceptance. It is what it is. And it is learning to adapt to whatever it is or however our life turns and changes for us. One of the things I've said to friends recently, or for a while now actually, but one of the things I'm learning to accept as I'm aging, that there is a natural process that happens within the body that slows me down. Whilst I may not like it, and I will do everything I can to prevent it, I acknowledge it is what is happening, and it's part of the organic process of being human. And so, my beloved, the invitation this morning is that as we immerse ourselves in the condition of being human and all that it entails, it is also an invitation to deepen in our compassion for ourselves and for each other. It is also an invitation to deepen in our spiritual practice and our connection to the source of all that is. It is also an invitation to see the interconnectivity and the oneness that is and through all of life. My scientific mind reading is entitled Pain to Power. The first quote is from the Ancient One, Dr. Strange, from Marvel Studios. We never lose our demons, Mordo. We only learn to live above them. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes from The Science of Mind, who says, fear robs memory of happiness because it dwells upon the limitations or morbidities of the past. It robs the future of pleasurable, enthusiastic anticipation because it casts a shadow of the past into the future. It robs today of the possibility of fulfillment because it denies the good we might experience in the moment in which we live. The author writes, there was a time when I wanted all the abuses and traumas of my life to end, wanting this open door for me to experience suicidal ideations. If I can't get rid of the pain, I can get rid of me and the pain will end. The demons of my past, the memories of the various abusers, bullies, and my own innermost securely held fears, the enemies of my own mind, persecuted me daily. Then I discovered Science of Mind and began to heal. This healing was not overnight, and wasn't about getting rid of any part of myself, but rather about how I received that I have always been and always will be whole. In accepting my wholeness, I learned how to turn pain and memories into the power. I learned that my history of growing up in an alcoholic home with siblings who used and sold drugs, feeling the shame and self-hate of being a Christian who was black and gay, and after witnessing a 10-year-old cousin kill his mother's boyfriend, landing in therapy and being diagnosed with PTSD and severe depression. All of these things I could now use as assets. I cannot change the past. I can change how the past affects the present. I need not rid myself of any of it, but I also need not let it dictate who I am. As the African proverb states, if there is no enemy within, there is no enemy outside that can harm you. My beloveds, as we immerse ourselves in the condition of being human, I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already, as we go within. Bringing our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out. In, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Deeper. Slower. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. healing. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath, I breathe in spirit. And as you breathe out, this is my breath, as I breathe out my brokenness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out my brokenness. I want you to take a moment now to remember your word, your one word that you selected at the beginning of the year, the one word that helps you keep aligned with that which you wish to do, be, want to achieve in 2021. And as you recall your word, be intentional for yourself for the week ahead and see in your mind's eye how you are expressing, living, embodying that one word. And always, whatever we are visioning or visualizing, we add the feeling component. What does it feel like? Take a moment to be intentional for yourself, reminding yourself of the word that you chose as you see in your mind's eye now. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. We know that God is spirit, the life force, the presence that is everywhere present. There is nowhere where God is not. So we invite you to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is, Mother, Father, God. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, acknowledging the condition of being fully human, we embrace our wounds, our brokenness, our flaws, our frailties, as well as the understanding, recognition, acceptance that we are made in your image and likeness of peace, of health, of wholeness, of joy, of abundance, and all that is good. As we are compassionate with ourselves in our moments of weakness, of forgetfulness, of who we are and whose we are, let us also remember to be compassionate of others when they too have forgotten their true identity. Beloved Mother, Father, God, there is so much happening across our world at this time. Touch our hearts and minds that we may not be hardened, but our hearts may remain open and compassionate to do whatever is for us to do to help heal our world. For we can only be healed as we remember that we are one kind, humankind, and that each and every individual has a right to be here, that no one is inferior or no one is superior. Our teacher, our way sharer, our Jesus demonstrated that, where he spent his time with the highbrow and to those considered the lowbrow. He demonstrated fairness, equanimity, equality, and love for all. He demonstrated what it was to be fully human, as well as fully divine. Mother, Father, God, we ask that you touch the hearts of the leaders of our world, that truly they'd govern with compassion, with justice and fairness, that they seek to be of service to all the people and not just a few, that they may come back to the remembrance when they are arguing over the borders that really we are only one race, the human race. And this world is but ours to caretake. We do not own it or own anything that is in it. For when we leave this world, the only thing we carry with us is love. The love we give, the love we have received. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, ground of our being, you know the needs, the wants, the desires of each and in every individual here present, or those listening later. And I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So whether it be for healing of finances, emotions, whatever that need is, whether it is a need for guidance and direction for work-related issues, whatever it is, we know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So for our every blessing, our every need, our every desire being met and fulfilled, we are eternally grateful. For your unconditional blessings, we say thank you. For your infinite mercies, we say thank you. For your ever-abiding presence in our lives, we say thank you. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Beloved, take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our Buddhist reflections and our affirmations. Let us repeat our science of mind affirmation.
Today,
I relinquish the need to deny or forget my past.
To deny or forget my past.
I reclaim my power.
I reclaim my power.
And live free. From all enemies. I held in my mind. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Okay.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week. Rumi says, don't dismiss the heart, even if it's filled with sorrow. God's treasures are buried in broken hearts. As we come towards the close of our Sunday Soul this week, just to remind you that we'll have our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer as usual on Thursday, our 10-minute top-up. And my benediction today, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we immerse ourselves in being fully human, May we remember ours and others' beauty when we think or see ugliness. May we remember wholeness when we see brokenness. May we have compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern, whether for ourselves or others who've known brokenness, suffering, defeat, or loss. Let us embrace more deeply our divinity as we immerse ourselves in becoming more fully human. So my closing song for you today, from my favorite artist of the moment, Danny Gucki, and it's featuring Colin Hawthorne, and it's entitled, We All Need Jesus. Enjoy.
Judging from my point of view, you see that we say trouble and hate hurt you and hurt you too. Jesus said the power from the deep is leading us away from the deep. What if we can see that differently? It probably changed everything. We all want to be people. No, we all need Jesus. Every moment of my life, it's one for everything. But you believe, don't we all have a reason? Everybody makes a mistake. Everybody needs a grace. We all need Jesus.
Love that as much as I do. That's Danny Gucki and Colin Hawthorne, We All Need Jesus. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday and a beautiful week ahead. As always, peace and blessings.